Did you say you made molasses at...
We used to. I've been molasses. Well, we used to make them some, but don't anymore. It's been years. I was just a boy when they made them. They have to grind up the cane and get the juice, then you got to boil that in vats and get it down to which way you want.
Now, what about the molasses as far as when you, after you boil the molasses? What did you do after you boiled it? You got that after you skimmed it?
Oh, yeah. You get it down, boil it down to the right stage of molasses, then you have to put it in a container of some kind.
Okay. Now, the stuff you put on the maple, stuff with made of maple that you put on the...
Maple syrup.
All right. Now, did you ever use the expression long sweetening and short sweetening? To distinguish molasses and maple syrup?
No, we never. We always called either molasses or maple syrup.
Okay. And then if something wasn't artificial, say that isn't artificial, that's
genuine.
All right. And sugar is sold, if you're going to, you buy it in the store and the grocer puts it into a bag for you. It isn't prepackaged. You say you buy the sugar in.
In small packages, I guess.
Yeah. Well, would you ever use either loose or in bulk?
Yeah, you'd use loose. They used to have it loose in barrels, and you just get 4 pound, 2 pound, any amount you want.
Loose would be more common, but did you ever use the expression bulk or bulk?
Yeah, you do sometimes. You buy in big lots, you call it bulk.
All right. And then something that women used to make preserves in jam, but they used to make something else that they'd also put in glasses.
Jellies.
Yeah. And at the table you have two shakers.
Salt and pepper.
All right. And if there were on the table, there were apples on the table, and you wanted one, and you might say to someone, please get...
Pass the apples or give me apples?
Yeah.
Get an apple.
Uh-huh. And if talking about... the opposite of rich is
poor.
And you'd say, when I was a boy, my father was poor. But there was the boy down the road. There was a boy down the road.
His father was rich.
Would you say that his father was rich? Is that? Or
my Johnny was a rich boy. Rich. He couldn't be rich.
Okay. And then if you raised peaches or something like that, let's say you had a number of peach trees, you'd say you had a peach
orchard.
All right. And then the cherry, the inside part of a cherry that you don't eat is the
seed.
How about of a peach?
Same thing.
All right. And what about kind of a peach?
Stone. Sometimes they call them stone. Peach stone.
Okay. And how about a peach that separates easily from the stone?
They're open stone.
And the kind that does not?
Plain.
And the center of an apple is called the
core.
And dried pieces of dried apple. Did you ever have any special name for that?
Yeah, the dried fruit and dried apples.
And then nuts that grow underground.
Peanuts.
Did you ever call those anything else?
Goobers. I've heard them called goobers.
Okay. And then this is a kind of a nut that grows up in a tree, and it has a large covering over it. It's green.
Walnut.
All right. And what do you call that large, soft outer covering?
That's I see. Well, it seems like it's something else. Hull walnuts, I guess that'd be the hull.
Okay, and then the inner covering that you have to break with a hammer sometimes.
That's a real walnut.
Okay.